This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Seven after the hour. Now it's time for our weekly overview of the Talkers charts for the week of January 2nd to the 6th. First issue of this year and the new year, going through the stories and the people who are being discussed according to the research at Talkers Magazine. And to do that, I brought together my gang, my posse, my group of people associated with the Good Day program and DJ V. And here in their presence, in their glory, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Rich McFadden. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to have you along. Let's go through the list of stories first and see where we stop. The playoffs in the NFL, college football, I don't think there's anything unusual going on there. Is there any team that really is outstanding that isn't expected to be or wasn't expected at the beginning of the season to be outstanding? Richie, you follow that.
In the NFL, the fun thing of the week is I was looking up the odds yesterday for all of the teams that made the playoffs to actually go and win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I'm betting $100 on the Miami Dolphins because if they hit, baby, I'm rich.
Really?
It's 100-1.
Who would have thought, right, at the beginning of the year?
So you put $100, you get $100,000 out of it?
I haven't yet. Yeah, it's 100-1.
Give me $100. I'll borrow $100.
Too late now, though.
I'll do it for you. I mean, if I win, I'll have plenty of money for you.
Okay.
I'm betting for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Bets are on the house. Maybe not. Bets are on everybody. Okay, so that's... isn't there some controversy in college football, though, this week? Why do I remember...
Was it a controversy? Was it a Rose thing?
The Rose Bowl went through the roof with the score.
Yeah.
Why is Brent Musburger on the people list? What's going on with him?
A lot of people are calling for him to retire now. He was favorably talking about Joe Mixon, who plays for Oklahoma, and a video came out recently of Joe punching a woman in the face, and it broke four bones in her face. And he basically was just saying, well, everyone needs a second chance, and he's been blasted on Twitter. He's still defending his position and his comments. I mean, he sounds like an out-of-touch, just bumbling old man at this point. A lot of people are saying that, you know, it's time for him to go.
Around a long time. Didn't he have the prostitute on his back, wasn't there?
That was Marv Albert.
Marv Albert.
Oh, okay.
No, Brent Musburger,
not to be confused.
But Brent Musburger, a few years ago got into a lot of trouble when the camera panned to the Alabama quarterback's girlfriend, Catherine Webb, who was Miss USA or something, or one of the Miss Pageant girls, and he made a lot of comments about how beautiful she was and everything, and then ESPN apologized later on. So this is sort of his second
wasn't beautiful?
Well, no, just because he made inappropriate comments on the air about her.
So, Doug, how old do you think Brent Musburger is?
Not as old as I
thought. He's in his 70s, right?
Is he?
Take a guess. Give me a number.
All right, 74.
77.
Okay.
And by the way, he gets points. His middle name is Woody.
What?
Well, he's just destined to be a perv.
Okay. So then let's go back. Let's back up for just a second. The controversy about Berman at 61 leaving ESPN... and why that is taking place, there doesn't seem to be. The explanation you just gave about Brent Musburger makes sense. There's nobody who's come up with an explanation as to why Berman is hitting the road. Right?
Too much money? Was he forced out? I don't know.
No, that's the point. Nobody seems to know. It just is there, and because he was visible, and I think most of the cue on him is very positive.
That guy he's ESPN royalty.
Yeah.
He only leaves if he wants to leave, I would imagine.
I mean, he's still doing radio, which is interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. There's something about that. He was a long time, both he and Len Berman were, and I don't think they're related, both longtime sports personalities in New York City, right? Victoria, don't they do?
Well, Len Berman certainly is a longtime New York City guy. Chris Berman's originally from Connecticut, and he's been a New England broadcaster. He went to Brown and then got his legs up in New England.
I mean, he was at ESPN day one.
Yeah.
He was. He
they
was
didn't
in
even
Boston.
Have a campus
Len
in Connecticut
Berman was
when
in
he
Boston,
started.
Too. But then, yeah, he lives, ESPN, I think, is still, the studios are still in Connecticut.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Right. All right, anyway, so that takes care of that. Number nine on the countdown this week is a focus on ethics and what to do with the Republicans want to eliminate the ethics office.
Not anymore, they don't.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, they backtracked quickly on that one.
Yeah.
The Office of Ethics is like this third-party reviewer that was supposed to take care of ethical situations in Congress, but there have been a lot of leaks from that office. It became very politicized, and so the Republicans said it's not doing it what it should, and we want to get rid of it. Well, that's fine, and there's some validity to that argument,
there is,
but the
yes.
way things, but the way things look, you know, everything is about optics now. Yeah. Everybody talks about optics.
Yeah.
It looks like you're talking about draining the swamp and, on one hand, and then getting rid of an oversight for ethics committee on the other. And so Donald Trump tweeted, "Hey guys, maybe not make this your top priority. Like, let's talk about tax reform or something. Like, let's put this on the back
burner. Jump out of the box day one with an ethics overhaul."
Right. And so, and within an hour and a half, by the way, the powerful tweet of Donald Trump, it went away.
So here's a little review for those who don't remember. Richie will remember this. The rest of you won't because you never
Joel
knew.
Joel Heffley, yep.
Joel Heffley, who was on this program for a long time when we first got started, congressman from Colorado Springs, Colorado, the most ethical of all ethicists.
Great guy.
He was the chairman of the House Ethics Committee, and he was responsible pretty much single-handedly for destroying the career of the most crooked bastard that's been in the House for a long time, Tom DeLay. So with all of the ethics violations that they had on DeLay, Heffley brought him up on charges. Remember, they're both Republicans, and Heffley not only brought him up, but they had him dead to rights on four or five things, and they had another four or five that they could have hung him out to dry on, but it was enough to get him out. And so Heffley, who thought he was doing what he was supposed to do as chairman of the Ethics Committee, got the wrath of the higher-ups in the Republican Party to the point where they stripped him of his chairmanship of the Ethics Committee. And then the Republican National Committee put up a lot of money to have his opponent in the primary beat him. And he did, by a sliver. So Heffley not only lost his seat as the ethics chairman, but the Republicans went after him and destroyed his career as a congressman. That's his thanks for doing what was supposed to be
done. That was before there was this ethics office that they just wanted to close last week.
Yeah, but it's the same.
This is an additional office.
Doing the same.
So they had an oversight committee to oversight the oversight committee.
Yeah.
Government.
Yeah, don't you just love it? Well, maybe that'll all change, Richie. We'll strip down some of these things that need to not be redundancies. 14 past the hour. You're listening to a weekly discussion from some of your favorite radio hosts of the top topics of the week, according to the research done by Talkers Magazine, where you can find Talkers Television and Talkers Radio, talkers.com.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.51%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant sandwich for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant sandwich, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and egg on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is the Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation varies.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait.
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Lightning.
Hey, bud, Joe Pal Lightning. I was just hanging out in the old cloud of Rue here. I thought I'd give you a call. I hope you're still not sore about that time I deep-fried your big-screen TV with that bolt. Yeah, I've been meaning to pay you back for that one, for sure. A little short on cash at the moment, but any day now. Yep. Well, anywho, talk later.
Lightning won't pay for the damage it causes. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
17 after the hour, the countdown overview with Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. At number 8, you'll all be excited to know, Megyn Kelly is in there. And she changed the name. Originally she spelled the name M-E-G-A-N, but she thought it would have more panache if she put a Y in it. So that's why.
Is that true? Or are you making that up?
That's true. You know, anything I say is true, Jennifer. Since when do you question the truth and veracity of
see if that's things?
I tried to put a Y in Victoria once, and my mom freaked out. She's like, absolutely not. I was like, but Mom, it's more interesting. She's like, where would
right,
you
so
put it?
So she's going to do what Billy Bush was originally hired to do, 9 o'clock hour on the Today Show. Apparently, when informed of this, Matt Lauer went bananas, and so did Guthrie. So they didn't tell him. What's the big deal?
Born Megyn Marie Kelly.
How'd she spell it at the beginning?
Marie, yeah. It's M-E-G-Y-N.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. All right, what did you say, Karen?
Again, Dougie?
I mean, who said, who's the last up here? Jennifer?
Victoria.
Victoria.
That's okay. The one you keep calling Kara? Yeah. No, I was asking, do we know if Matt Lauer or Savannah Guthrie, do they know Megyn Kelly? Or is there bad blood there already, or do they just not want her because of her reputation or where she comes from?
No, I don't think it's bad blood. I think that he is probably feeling threatened. And by the way, I haven't heard Savannah Guthrie was upset. I think Matt Lauer was upset because NBC didn't say, hey, here's the heads up. Matt Lauer is one of the top earning stars on TV. He makes like 22 to 25 million. Megyn Kelly, obviously, they're giving her 15, and she's kind of on his tails. So, you know, maybe he just wanted to be let in the loop because he feels that she could be on his
tail. I don't know, if I were Matt Lauer, I'd be sticking my chest out too much right now.
Megan could go right in there.
Yeah, his popularity took a real hit.
I find about him appealing.
Yeah.
Maybe there's an age gap or something. I just don't get it.
You know what they should do?
The Matt Lauer thing.
They should put the brilliant Tucker Carlson over there instead of in Megyn Kelly.
Well, he has a job now, Dougie. He's replacing Megyn Kelly.
He's from Hunger. Oof. They should put Hannity back in the 9 o'clock.
Come on. Yeah, but his ratings are much better than What's-Her-Face's was.
What, Greta?
Replaced. Yeah, Greta.
Greta's going to MSNBC. It's like a multiple.
I know, it's so incestuous, isn't it? Everybody.
Yeah, of course it is. The whole thing is that. It's kind of like talk radio. Talk radio is really pretty incestuous. There are only like a couple of hundred really good jobs in news talk radio. And
how ironic is it that Megyn Kelly takes over for Billy Bush, who got knocked out because of Donald Trump?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's all
and Megyn Kelly
everything.
Is sort of Megyn Kelly because of Donald Trump.
How do you go from Fox to MSNBC, though? What kind of conversations do you have in the bathrooms there?
I think MSNBC is going middle. I mean, CNN has pushed so far left. MSNBC is trying to be the middle outlet now.
Really?
Good luck with that.
Fox is going to kind of lost its shine, don't you think? Or if you're a hardcore Fox person, you don't care about Roger Ailes showing his private parts to What's-Her-Face? Greta,
I don't think
Greta.
That bothers people.
What? Roger
people
Ailes?
Who love Fox? Yeah, people who love Fox, I don't think that swayed them either way.
And Roger Ailes is gone. I mean, this is the new era over there now.
21 after the hour, a conversation continues here.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather-tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Pastor, am I supposed to be hearing something, Rich? I don't
Should
hear
be, yes. Here you go.
As long as I can hear myself, I guess I'm okay. All right, it's 23 past. We're overviewing the charts from Talkers Magazine here. Our overview, ours being Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, the people from the Steffen Group. I like that. Steffen Multimedia, but I like the Steffen Group.
You sound like lawyers.
Listen. All right, we can make a lot of money suing people from what we know, Richie. You remember that. Okay. Number seven on the countdown, Donald Trump using his bully pulpit to get car makers not to ship jobs overseas. He keeps doing this, and even though it isn't all jobs being saved, I think there were 700 jobs at Ford and another 1,000 at GM that seem to have been saved. At least that's what the PR would tell you. They haven't stopped making cars in Mexico, but they seem to be thinking twice about going head-to-head with Trump. And I, you know, that's probably, I think, how can you look upon it as being bad?
I think they hopefully see tax relief on the horizon,
yeah.
So they're giving it another year.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's funny. I listened to the coverage on NPR this week about this whole Ford thing.
Mm-hmm.
And their angle on it was how upset the Mexicans were that they lost their jobs.
I've seen that, too, that they were America's
right.
stealing jobs
yeah.
from them.
Right, yeah. Isn't that funny?
To them. It's very upsetting. Yep.
A lot of conservatives, though, will say that he shouldn't be targeting individual companies to go after, you know, to extend offers to individual companies.
Why?
I agree.
He's the boss.
Now he needs to go save Macy's.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Sears and Kohl's.
Yeah.
And
so
Kmart.
Those of you who didn't hear that one, yeah. this week, Macy's closing. Well, they had made the announcement a month or two ago, 160 stores, 140 stores all around the country, Macy's. But it really was underscored by how much money Amazon took in sales for Christmas and how much they didn't in these stores especially. So Kohl's is a pretty, would you say Kohl's and Target are similar? I'm not a shopper, so.
Yeah, I mean, Target's definitely more expanded as far as things that you can buy there, but yeah. Target's
right.
better branded, and I think that's what that.
What do you get in Kohl's? What is this, a low, lower middle level of clothing and
clothes? Yeah. They have more clothes than Target does.
Yeah.
They have a much bigger selection.
But why would you go to Kohl's to buy your clothing? And I'm asking this with a straight face.
Because it's inexpensive and decent quality.
But how is it? But so
I mean, they sell Levi's just target. Like Sears does, or yeah. just like the Levi's store does.
So they also do partnerships.
Is this the market? Wait a second. Is this the marketplace saying there's too much of this stuff, and you can buy jeans on every corner, and so why bother to have all of these stores if? I think there's a separation. I think there's a crisis in identity here, as much as anything else. Especially the way this guy Lambert, who is the hedge fund guy, took over. He bought the Kmart chain about 12, 13 years ago because it was a real estate play. And then he saw the same thing happening at Sears. So he bought up Sears leases and the property they owned for nothing. And they continue to run the store. This week it was announced Craftsman Tools have been sold. I don't know who bought them. Anybody know who bought them? You're going to be able to buy Craftsman Tools in some other.
Right.
I think it's an auto parts store that bought them, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know anything about tools, but are Craftsman Tools, are they popular?
Yeah.
Is that a big brand?
They're,
I mean, they are
the
Decker. And
they're iconic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're the best. And that they've been cheapened somewhat by this Lambert and the way he runs things. But without, I mean, Richie, you said, was it last year or the year before, you bought a whole bunch of appliances from Sears, and they were junk.
I bought a Kenmore refrigerator, and it's the worst. Well, you know what? I mean, I'm 10 years into that refrigerator now, but I had a service issue with it 2 years in,
mm-hmm.
and the part they couldn't get me for 10 days, when it was 2 hours away in Pennsylvania, I said, I'll go drive and get the part. Can you come tomorrow? No.
Yeah.
And that's when I was out.
My parents used to be big Kenmore fans, and they've also soured on
horrible.
It. The stuff falls apart. It's not well made.
It's horrible. No,
well, that's the whole Lambert thing. All right, so that's our discussion of what's going on business-wise in the country at 28 past the hour.
Do you have $10,000 or more in outstanding federal student loans? Well, you may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, you may qualify for new federal programs to have your entire student loan forgiven. Graduate Service Center wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. And the sooner you call, the faster you can get relief. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. A loan forgiveness specialist is standing by to answer all of your questions for free. So stop worrying about student loan payments. If you have $10,000 or more in federal student loans, this information could change your life. Call 800-801-4950. 800-801-4950. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-801-4950. That's 800-801-4950.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough off to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On Twitter, if you want to, and if you don't want to.
Wow.
On you.
There we go. That's a mature way of getting to the bottom line here. The charts from Talkers Magazine, the focus here with the gang from the Good Day program and from DJV. Victoria Keelan is here. Rich McFadden and I are going through the list of stories. I will go back for a moment to our discussion of Craftsman Tools. Victoria didn't really know much about them, and I think Rich and I both agree, and most of you who have ever done anybody who works as a home shop or you are a professional, you bought Craftsman Tools because they were the best, and if there's something wrong with them, you just brought them back to Sears. They give you a new one, no questions asked.
For example,
that would happen over and over. I've had that happen. I have a big breaker wrench, Richie, that I probably, on average, once a year, if I'm changing a tire that was put on with a pneumatic or an air gun, and I'm on the road or out in the field, I'll use this the Craftsman breaker bar with a socket, and sometimes you got to put a pipe on it to break the stud or the nut. And if that's the case, oftentimes you break it. So you just go to Sears and they give you a new one, bing, bang, boom, that's it. So according to our pal Larry Fuss, who owns a couple of radio stations that carry this program, the folks at Stanley that also own Black and Decker bought Craftsman from Sears for $900 million.
Whoa!
$900 million. So now, Craftsman tools will be available everywhere at Lowe's, at Home Depot, at the local auto store, wherever you can buy Stanley and Black and Decker tools.
But will it still have the same return policy it's always had?
That's a great question. I would think they would.
Can I go to Lowe's in 10 years and take that broken tip screwdriver back and just have them hand me a new one?
Yeah.
Because that was the thing with Craftsman. You knew they stood behind their tools.
Well, and it's an interesting combination because Stanley tools are a combination of things. Yeah, right. But they're not like the specific mechanic thing. You can find bits and pieces if you go into a Home Depot, for example. Black & Decker is an electric, it's a motor company, actually, that makes tools that are power tools, in essence. So it's maybe an interesting combination to see how they market it. But anyway, Larry, thank you for giving us that bit of information that people will talk about this weekend. All right, number six on the countdown, the focus on Jeff Sessions and what he's about and what he isn't about. I never cared for him as a legislator, or lawmaker. I don't care much for what I know of him now, but I guess I'm not the only one. I wouldn't go out in the street and protest. I want to see what he's going to do first.
NAACP is already protesting because of things that he has done.
Well, wasn't he connected somehow to the KKK?
No. He said the KKK was okay until he found out that someone smoked pot, and then he didn't like them because of that. That's literally like what happened. So that was back in the 80s. So he's got a long history of stuff like that.
Of being smart about that stuff. Okay. Mm. Richie, you started to groan about something.
I'm not even going to participate in that.
All right. Number five. The continuing focus on fake news, which is one of the big issues of our time. It may be in the countdown every week for a long time. Fake news, or is it just a gimmick? Is this sort of one of those passing fancies that sounds cool? Okay, let's glom onto this for a while.
Here's my thought. Who decides what's fake news?
Well, that's a question.
We had the Washington Post tell us that the Russians hacked a Vermont utility company last week. Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. We were wrong. We had to retract it. Is that fake news? Should they be censored? Are they responsible enough to feed us news?
Yeah, that's a great question. What's the difference between fake news and irresponsibility?
Right.
Or bad sources or bad news, you know, whatever.
Or just a difference of opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree that Jeff Sessions is a bad guy. Are you guys giving us fake news, or am I the one with fake news?
No, it's not fake. It's our opinion.
Well, those are
and that's where the color, the lines get blurred because there's too much opinion.
But my reality and your reality are different. Yeah.
The fact is that Jeff Sessions said the KKK was all right. All right. Do we really know?
I don't know. Is that a fact?
I don't really know that. Somebody told me that. It's kind of like, it's hard to, in the case of Trump and the sexual innuendos that he made about women, hard to deny that because they got him on tape.
Thanks to Billy Bush.
Yeah, right. And look at where Billy Bush has ended up. I think he got a job, but I'm not sure. It wasn't a job that made much sense. Or made any difference.
Yeah, he's working at Macy's. Selling Trump ties.
Coles, yeah, right.
In Martha Stewart pots and pans.
That's very interesting. All right, number four on our story list from the list compiled by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the torture case. This is one of the most horrible now. Again, back to social media. What's real? What's fake? What do people get outraged about? I saw this and I took a look at the puss on that girl and just the anger that you can see in her face and trying to figure out what makes these people so angry. How are they being brought up? They're being brought up to hate white people and they get this guy to say F Trump and F America and F white folks or F whatever. You know, this is a kind of a sickness, a mental attitude It has a place, I suppose, like anything else. It gets us to focus on what's real and what's good. But in my opinion, these four ought to go to jail for a long, long time.
Oh, and they will.
Yep.
I think they will, yeah.
But also, it speaks to what the hell is going on in Chicago. I mean, come on. There's no leadership. The mayor doesn't know what he's doing. The police chief doesn't know what he's doing. The police this week earlier, you may or may not have seen this now. Maybe this is fake news. Maybe it's real. You're going to get me to question everything, Richie. I'm not going
to
believe anything anymore.
Right,
but the story was...
Yeah, unless you see it in three sources, it's not true.
Yeah, all right. So the Chicago Trib says that the stats show that police are just not doing their job. They're not going out to chase bad guys. They're not investigating. The detectives aren't looking for murderers. Just nobody's doing. They're just collecting checks.
They're staying out of the line of fire.
Well, 60 Minutes says it all started when they stopped the ability of the police officers to stop and search anybody that they wanted to. Because it was racial profiling.
Who changed that? Who got that changed?
I don't.
No, but did Rahm Emanuel get that changed?
I don't know who changed it. But there was a story on 60 Minutes a couple of weeks ago where they said basically that's when the numbers started ticking up. Mm-hmm. And so do you go back and look at that? Should we be racially profiling? Or should we be able to stop and search and seizure of anybody we want to because they look suspicious, whether it appears like you're racial profiling or not?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I'm in New York City, and stop and frisk is a very hot button issue here. So, you know, it's...
I thought they stopped doing it in New York.
They did stop, but, you know, that could always be reversed. It's
Anything can be reversed, but stopping it... One
Mayor de Blasio was very against it.
Of course he was.
He has a black son, so, I mean, that's part of the reason that he cited that, you know, his son has been targeted in the past, and that was something that, you know, was personal to him. But, I mean, it always ends up being racially profiled, so.
Yeah.
I don't know what the right answer is.
I don't either. It's not a good situation, however, no matter how you slice it. The top items on the stories list as we continue in a matter of moments here. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on blood flow for a moment. We all know that healthy circulation is critical, especially as you age. There's a way to support healthy blood flow. Get enough dietary nitrates into your system, and that comes from nitric oxide. And guess where you get nitric oxide? You've heard me talk about Super Beets. Super Beets, the easiest way, the best way, the most productive way to get these natural dietary nitrates into your system. Put a scoop of it in a 4-ounce glass of water or maybe a smoothie or some kind of drink. I just had mine in the last hour. Give me more energy. And I know that Super Beets supports healthy circulation, opens up your arteries so that the blood flows everywhere, to your muscles, to your brain. This is something you take before you work out, before you take a long walk. You want to get yourself awake after a busy day at the office, and in the middle of the afternoon you kind of slow down. Take a scoop of Super Beets, have a glass of water, and you will notice very quickly how you will change your zone, if you will. It'll zoom up your zone. It will. So, all natural, ready to get to work for you. You'll want to feel this way once you figure out what it does to your energy quotient, your stamina, all those good things. So as you practice this routine every day, you're telling other people about it. I try to tell people about it every day. And here's how you get the supply you're needed, or that you need for your family needs too, to have the energy and to have the sustenance, the stamina that you want to live your life to the fullest. Call 800-655-4183, or you can go online to DougLikesBeets.com and order it that way. Order your own Super Beets Superfood at DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183. You'll get a free 30-day supply with your first order, money-back guarantee, the free book Beat the Odds, free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. It's that simple. No risk offer. Call 800-655-4183 or click on DougLikesBeets.com.
Insight Daily Radio. Hosted by singer and American Idol winner Taylor Hicks, State Plate is a brand new culinary travel series on the INSP network.
Each episode of State Plate has Hicks taking a culinary tour of a given state to assemble a plate of that state's most emblematic foods. We spoke with him about this new series.
State Plate's different than other food shows because it is what it is in the name. It's the states. It's not the region. It's not anything that you see on TV. We're talking a state out of America that we go into and find these iconic foods, whether it's from the farm or whether it's from the establishment or whether it's not good to eat or whether it is good to eat. And we fill up a plate of food that has all of these iconic foods from this, from each state. No other show of, no other food show, no other food and travel show on the planet has this idea of going into there, into America, going into the states, and finding those great foods that make up these states and what the foods go on the plate. So I think it's just a home run because I'm super educated about what people eat in Illinois, what people eat in Nebraska, what people eat in Colorado. It's super educational for me, and I hope it's super educational for the viewer.
That's American Idol winner Taylor Hicks on State Plate, his brand new culinary travel series. State Plate airs Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern on INSP. For more information, visit stateplatetv.com. Insight Daily Radio. In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10,
snowball effect!
Winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches. Because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers, but you pay half the cost. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
All right, a couple of minutes here left in our overview. The stories, the Obamacare strategy, I think that's been discussed fully, the whole business about Obama and his lame duck session, et cetera, et cetera. What seems to be getting a lot of attention and has a lot of people's imaginations cooking is whether the Russian hacking really took place. Trump says it wasn't the Russians. The people that are in the current administration says it was, and here's the proof.
Julian Assange says it wasn't.
Right.
He's so truthful and reliable.
Right. According to Sean Hannity.
Yeah.
Well, you can count on Sean to be parroting whatever the Trump people say. That'll be there'll be a steady flow of information that'll be the same as we have from the Trump people. Here's the number one stat of the week. The debt in America this past year increased by $1,054,647,941,626.91. That almost $20 trillion in the hole.
We better start packing our lunch.
Say, yeah, I'm right.
Save a couple bucks to pay that off.
Uh-huh. All right, Richie, thank you. Victoria, thank you. 50 minutes past the hour.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Walking Dead. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here with Movie Moments. Tell us what's going to open up the box office this weekend, some of his projections. And we'll talk about a movie that's coming out in March that Chucker has nothing to do with, nor does he know anything about. I just love those. All right, so the Walking Dead theme. Why are we playing the theme from the Walking Dead other than you love the TV show?
Because one of the stars of that show, who has a very strong following, Norman Reedus, who plays the character of Daryl, turns 49 years old today. You know, his resume before he did the show was not much, but he is a big fan favorite and goes to these conventions on weekends, Doug, around the country. Yeah. And can make about a half a million signing autographs.
Whoa!
Very popular guy. You know, the interesting part, his character is very internal and doesn't speak. He doesn't have a lot of dialogue, but he is very popular, especially among women who watch The Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah, ladies love him.
Why do women like that show? Remember how Roberta used to talk about Richie?
I tell you, there's about four shows in the last 15 years that have been must-see TV for me, where I had to watch. One was Lost. One was Dexter on Showtime. One was 24. And now it's The Walking Dead. I just find it a great, compelling piece of television. And I love the series. I think it's well done, great characters, and the concept's really good. I can't explain why you like something. I just really like it.
You're a little twisted, though. So
yeah, I am, but I just I like Dexter. What's that to say about me?
Yeah, exactly. That's okay. All right,
that was a valuable serial killer.
The
but he
movies,
was a friendly serial killer.
Very
yeah, he was.
The movie's opening this weekend, plus the focus on this new music movie coming right up here.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
All right, 56 past the hour. Here's a new movie that has a lot of big names, Chucker, from the music world. The Red Hot Chili Peppers, Florence and the Machine, Patti Smith, Iggy Pop, in a new movie set in the Austin music scene. You ever watch that TV show, Austin City Limits?
Yes.
No, I do not. No, never saw it. Where's it air?
Yes, you watch it. It's,
it's on public television mostly.
Yeah. Right. They apparently got
this
some...
That's why Chuck hasn't seen it.
All right, the movie's called Song to Song, Victoria. Opens March 17th, has Rooney Mara in it, Ryan Gosling, Michael Fassbender, Natalie Portman. Pretty good cast.
That is a good cast, a really good
Val
cast.
Val Kilmer is on stage with his band. I don't know if Val Kilmer had a band.
Well, I think he. I think the interesting thing that they've been doing so far, they've been filming the actors and in on stage with actual bands.
Yeah.
So I think Christian Bale was playing bongos with the band, and Val Kilmer jumped up on stage, and so it's all been part of the movie scenes. So we'll see what makes it to the final cut.
Yeah, looks like it'd be fun. Open March 17th. All right, what's opening this weekend, Chucker?
Hidden Figures with Kevin Costner and Olivia Spencer, the untold story of three brilliant African-American women who were one of NASA's greatest achievements. It's tracking at around a $20 million opening weekend, which is pretty solid. Also, Underworld 5 with Kate Beckinsale, werewolves, vampires, CGI. I think I'm going to pass.
Really? You're going to pass on that?
Yeah, I'm going to pass it. It's expected to do around $15 million in business. I saw the first one in theaters, but I wouldn't pay $9 to see part five, I got to be honest. And also A Monster Calls, a fantasy film with Liam Neeson as a voice of this sort of tree. I don't know if you saw the...
Isn't it a Japanese thing?
No, it's not. You know, the reviews are really good, but the tracking's awful. It's expected to actually bomb. It's not even going to do three.
What is it about? What is it? So Liam Neeson did two movies that are coming out.
Yeah, well, it's a fantasy movie. I only saw the trailer on TV. I'm not sure the entire plot line, but it's about a little boy and who befriends this like tree like monster.
Oh, okay, yeah, I did see
Neeson as the voice.
Oh, yeah, they stole the character from Groot. I am Groot. They stole him.
Yeah,
basically.
Sort of looks like him. Yeah. Other box office, Rogue One continues to do very well. Expected to be number one for the fourth straight weekend. It's already done $451 million here in the U.S. And La La Land, a film I've not seen yet, has already done $40 million on 750 screens. Word of mouth's real good. This is easily going to pass $100 million in its domestic run.
Wow. Good for you. Good job, Chuck. We now know everything that's going on. Everything we need to know about the movies this weekend, courtesy of Chuck Curry.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.